And the highest levels of service and care we have in the world is 3 p.m. on Tuesday, April 12th, 2022, in Davidson, Essex. Members present are Representative Brooks, Representative McCurdy, Representative Stiles, Representative Snyder, Co-Chair, and myself, Representative Lopez, and Chair. Let the record reflect that they are going to conduct business. Please take this time to connect yourself with the direction of the meeting. Before we begin, I would like to thank Karen Austin Heathers, the Health and Social Services Reporting Secretary, and Kelsey Becker from the Juneau LA for starting the meeting today. We have a single item on today's agenda, House Bill 285 by Representative Cortez, related to dentist specialty licenses and new surgical equipment. All right, Representative Cortez and your staff, if you would please put yourself on the record and introduce your role.
Good afternoon. For the record, I am Representative Dan Kent, representing District 36, Southern Southeast Alaska. Thank you so much, Co-Chair Snyder and Zapuski and committee members for hearing House Bill 285. HB 285 works to solve two problems facing Alaskan dentists and helps them to do their jobs safely, efficiently, and honestly. First, the bill transfers the oversight of the dental radiological equipment from the Alaska Board of Dental Examiners to the Department of Health and Human Services. Alaskan dentists have had great difficulty finding private radiological inspectors for their X-ray equipment. And as DHSS already oversees medical radiological equipment and employs inspectors, this is a way to ensure that dental equipment is being inspected at the right intervals by the people qualified to do so. Secondly, this bill establishes home treatment advertising for dental specialists. Alaska currently doesn't have a legal definition of dental specialist, which means that a dentist can advertise as a endodontist. Specialists without having endodontist training. I certainly wouldn't want the dentist performing my endodontist to know. I would want them to know what they're doing, and I think everyone in this room would want that as well. Alaskan seeking dental specialists should be confident that the dentist has the specialized training to give them the best care possible, and HB 285 does just that. These concerns about this by dentists who recognize obstacles and doing the best job they can do for their patients, and these concerns are worth considering addressing HB 285.
Thank you, Representative Rutgers. Section 2 as a new section to Title 8, Chapter 1. It requires the Board of Dental Examiners to establish and collect fees on behalf of the Department of Health and Social Services for the inspection of dental radiological equipment. Section 3 adds 3 new sections to Title 8, Chapter 36. Section 242 establishes that a dentist may not advertise using the term specialist, the name of a specialty, or other phrase that suggests they are a specialist unless they have a specialist license as established. Section 243 establishes that in order to qualify for a specialized license, the person must hold a dental license issued by the board and meet the qualifications of a specialist as established by the board and regulation. In creating qualifications for a specialist license, the board shall consider the standards of a nationally recognized certifying entity approved by the board. Also establishes that a dental specialist can only claim to be a specialist in the specialty they hold a license in. Section 245 establishes that the board has the authority to suspend or revoke a specialist license as set by Title 44, Chapter 36, Section 315. Section 4 as a new section to Title 44, Chapter 29, Section 20. It requires DHSS to establish standards of registration, use, record keeping, and inspection of dental radiological equipment in compliance with federal law. Sections 5 and 6 are conforming language. Section 7 repeals law that is no longer relevant under Section 4 of this bill. And Section 8 allows the Board of Dental Examiners, the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development, and the Department of Health and Social Services to adopt any necessary regulations in line with this section 9 allows the Appartenton Board to immediately begin setting regulations. And if you can put the delayed effective date for the rest of the audit for July 1st, 2023 to allow time for necessary changes. All right. I would like to have a time for the representative for Katrina at 3:12 p.m. Are there any quick questions on regular agenda items? Just maybe have several experts and provide us for some time. Representative McGrady.
Thank you. I can ask the questions and maybe the experts can also address these questions as they testify. So, to the chair, I think this is marvelous. So, a couple questions I have is one, how many specialists will this encompass at this point to take effect? So there are any dentists, this is me, this is getting like double the amount of dentists because specialists are only just a small amount, just going to be there, so that's what we have to do in that piece. And the second question is what is the expected cost for the dentists for their scenery to be expected. So that's what's the expectation of that. And the third one is how expeditious can a person with some specialty qualifications, how fast can they get that license from the state? You know, and does that need to be added there? It's expected that they can get their license within so many years after applying. So there you go. I can address it and let's see.
Great. Thank you so much. We will now hear invited testimony from Dr. David Logan, Executive Director of the Alaska Dental Society. Dr. Logan, if you could state your name and affiliation for the record and begin with your testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Dave Logan. I'm with the Alaska Executive Director for the Alaska Dental Society.
The bottom line is that it's probably not the full-time job.
motions for after the wind is down. All right, Sina, thank you so much, Dr. Woolley, for your testimony today. Next, we'll hear from Dr. Greg Johnson, board member for the Board of Dental Examiners. Dr. Johnson, if you could begin by stating your name and affiliation with the Living Guard and proceed with testimony.
Thank you,
the question I have is, look at the testimony coming from the Department of Commerce, which would be the professional licensing. It said in 2024 that there'll be $320,000 added to the professional licensing for dentists. And what I'm understanding is that that $320,000 additional dollars is for the specialists that are going to be special dentists. So it gets to if there's, what is the breakdown for them, or is this going to be spread out for all dentists, which means that a dentist licensing fee
which we have Drs. Terry Chambers from the Division of Corporation Business and Professional Licensing from the Department of Commerce on the line. Let's go ahead and start with you, Dr. Chambers, to see if you can begin with that before we turn back to Dr. Johnson. If you can introduce yourself for the record.
Thank you.
less burden you're going to have playing another person, but that person will be perhaps available to pick up the slack in some other areas. Is that right?
Part of the challenge was first of all, if
for the Department of Health related to the body as well.
Excellent. Yeah, so there are a couple of folks online that really being our director for community health and care services, Dr. Jane Parker, health program manager within the Division of Public Health, Irene Castanis, radiological health physicist with the Department of the Division of Public Health, as well as Jason Ball, Medicaid program specialist, community health care services.
All right, thank you so much.
So now looking at the like physical node on the number N-R-2-42, which goes from 35,000 in the first year graduated to 95,000 annually, operating moving forward from there. And that analysis says that the legislation is expected to have an impact on likely prior enrollment. And the way I understand the bill is that it's creating a specialty license, and that's taking place over the licensing, and we're not necessarily expecting a change in total number of licenses. So there's not going to be, if you could back up a little bit, maybe that we are expecting a change in the total number of license holders and that account for the increase in Medicaid. Can you describe what the rationale for that is?
Let's begin with Director Gayhart, and if there is additional folks in your team that you'd like to defer to, because if that is Director Gayhart.
Thank you, everybody. This is the Director of Health Care Services.
Seeing none,
addition, the amendment deadline for House Bill 295 has been set for Monday, April 18th at noon. Related to veterinary exemptions from the PDP, the time is 3:40.